His Dark Materials, The Subtle Knife, Philip Pullman. She had arrived only an hour before, to Serafina's surprise. Serafina had thought Mrs. Coulter beautiful, for a short life, but Ruta Scardi was as lovely as Mrs. Coulter, with an extra dimension of the mysterious, the uncanny. She had trafficked with spirits, and it showed. She was vivid and passionate, with large black eyes. It was said that Lord Asriel himself had been her lover. She wore heavy gold earrings and a crown on her black curly hair, ringed with the fangs of snow tigers. Serafina's demon Kaiser had learnt from Ruta Scardi's demon that she had killed the tigers herself in order to punish the Tatar tribe who worshipped them, because the tribesmen had failed to do her honour when she had visited their territory. Without their tiger gods, the tribe declined into fear and melancholy and begged her to allow them to worship her instead, only to be rejected with contempt. For what good would their worship do her, she asked. It had done nothing for the tigers. Such was Ruta Scardi, beautiful, proud and pitiless. Serafina was not sure why she had come, but she made her welcome, and etiquette demanded that she should sit on Serafina's right. When they were all assembled, Serafina began to speak. Sisters, you know why we have come together. We must decide what to do about these new events. The universe is broken wide, and Lord Asriel has opened the way from this world to another.